Joining the Rolling Wall podcast is Garrick Morgan, South rugby coach, who has been here at Cost Rugby Park for the Coach of Coaches. G'day, Garrick. How did you find the Coach of Coaches session?
Yeah, great to meet you, Ben. It's been it's great. It's a great initiative by the Wildfires and South to come together down here in Sawtelle and Coffs Harbour and bring coaches from far and wide, and you know, there's 40 odd plus. So it was a bit intimidating at first, but we've really enjoyed the experience.
So I think it was great to see. I saw Narrabri Blue Boar. I saw coaches from down Port Macquarie, Kempsey, Grafton, Coffs Harbour, Dorigo. So it was really good to see how the Mid North Coast coaches come out for it.
Oh, it's awesome. And as a kid, I lived in Port Macquarie for a fair while too. So that region, beautiful part of the world, and even up here too. Hopefully it doesn't rain tonight, but that's the main thing.
Yeah.
But I think it will.
Yeah, fingers crossed. There was a few young kids out there doing the drills that the coaches were taking them through, and it's pretty long out there, so a bit of a chat about how the boys will go tomorrow and whether it be a forwards or backs playground out there.
Yep. That'll be interesting. It's, like I said, a great initiative, and it's great to catch with old mates, Bubba Coleman and Benny McCulloch, who does the second grade, who's my best mate at school. So it's been awesome that they've pulled it together.
Yeah, it's great to see, you know, two clubs, about 4 hours each to get here, meet in the middle, really supporting community rugby and really embracing just these guys at grassroots levels that, you know, there's been a couple of players in this area here come to both clubs, so it's really good to see you guys come back and give back to the community.
Yeah, and we're all about building relationships, and at the end of the day, you know, this great game of ours gives so many opportunities around the world and around our country to many a player that wants to enjoy rugby and play it for the right reasons, you know.
Yeah.
Meeting good people and having good mates or good friends who are girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's a girls' game too now.
Yeah, there's some Wallaroos coming out of this club here and just down the road, the Marlins, you know, Caitlin Laney and Brianna Hoy. So, yeah, there's some really good women's rugby, especially Mid-North Coast and beyond.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Well, this is your second year as South coach after taking over in 2023.
Yes.
And this is your final trial match, am I right in saying, before the season?
Yeah, it is, mate. We've got our final trial, and then we'll have Easter. We'll give them Easter off. We've had three trials so far against Bond Uni, Norths, and an inter trial. So that's been excellent. So, yeah, I think it'll be a hard match tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
See where we're at. We've got few players are back at home because they couldn't get here, but at the same time, the team we put out there tomorrow is going to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to a couple of Hunter Wildfires coaching staff, and they're looking probably getting as close as possible to their run on side in 2 weeks' time. So that's probably what I was going to ask you now. Like, are you treating this as nearly round zero?
Yeah, it is. We've got a few guys in the Queensland side, so not knowing if they're coming back or not. Johnny Bryant, Harry McLaughlin Phillips. Taj Annan, those guys, who Taj comes from Newcastle anyway, but those guys, we don't know if we get them 1 week or the other, okay, and we've got Connor Vest also, he's part of that Queensland side also.
Proud Grafton Redmond too.
Yeah, and he was wanting to get down here, but he's a little bit of an injury in his back, so we're hoping he'll be fit for the beginning of the season, but we'll look after him if he's not.
Yeah, yep. Especially after last season over there in New Zealand.
Yeah, and it's like Connor's a guy who's changed from one club back to ours, over to ours, and, you know, he's a really good bloke, and I really went after him to come to our club this year because that's what we needed.
Yeah, that's great to see, like, the Queensland Red squad members and, you know, the wider squad members sharing around and getting to, like, you know, like, going to clubs that really need that position where they can, you know, keep growing because, like, yes, it's great for them to play for South, but their end goal is to play for rugby and higher.
Oh, exactly. And everyone's, all these kids' ambition. And I've coached Queensland country at rural level. And, you know, it doesn't matter when you're out on the field, it's about playing rugby. You know, you come off with the same feeling as you would in a test match after a game of normal rugby in the park. You know what I mean? It's such a great game about connections and playing with your mates.
Yeah, and just as someone that's played all over the world, you know, like, look at your resume, Ellie. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, it is, and I think not a problem in Australia. We try to compete with other sports because I think we're just a different sport. We're a sport that has integrity and people who want to connect, and you know, we're just good people. That's the main thing. We should be selling that.
Yeah, I think it's you know, interview people that play second grade here or there, or you know, and you know, yourself has played at the highest level, and it's just so good to hear that people that have played a bit of second grade to the highest level are saying the exact same thing about the game.
Yep. It's exciting. Like even this, like a lot of our boys are really excited about coming down here, because we used to do it in our day back in the, in the day. They don't get that opportunity, you know. They're all wanting to have that opportunity of playing overseas at a professional level. Sometimes it's a bit hard in Australia to get to that level, but they all want that experience of travelling, coming down here and experience a different local culture, which is awesome.
Yeah. And for anyone listening, I'll try to get this out very soon. 4:40 p.m. is the first grade kickoff tomorrow. Anyone doesn't know South or QPR, who should we watch out for tomorrow?
In our side?
Yeah, in the South side.
Well, we've got a George Francis as our prop. He's a very good prop. Our whole front row, they're quite destructive. There's another guy we got in the second row, Sammy von Blackensee. He's a 6'9" guy. Can play some good footy. Then we've got a young fellow also in the second row. He's Colt of the Year last year, young Jake Kerbatoff. We've got Cohen Herbert, now 7. He was down at the Rebels at the end of this year.
Yep.
And there's many more players, like our halfback, little, he's a younger guy, a little tough fella. TPR, we call him, Tom Parker Ryan, great kid. Redhead too.
Oh, I love a redhead.
He plays for the Redhead Chilies, or whatever they call it, down in Sydney now and then. But he's a great kid. That's his first run on tomorrow, so he'll enjoy that. Our Fijian centres, really good players. You know, stretches back our fullback, massive kick on him.
Yeah.
So we're really happy. And on our wings, we've got tomorrow, we've got a mixture of wingers, so they're very exciting.
Yeah, oh, look, it's so good to hear. Yeah, like so many players to watch out for. If you can get down here, you know, if anywhere on the mid-north coast or beyond, 4:40 kick-off, there's games, you know, like there's a Shoot Shield versus QPR teams for about 1 o'clock. Great Kids Clinic too at 12:30. So, yeah, I can't thank you enough. No one in my wildest dreams, I think, to have 10 minutes of a wallaby. So, no. Well,
for me, it's Queensland versus New South Wales when we think about it. So get down here and get amongst it. Like, we'll have a few beers together after the game, I'm sure, everyone down here, and just really enjoy the atmosphere.
I can't wait for it. When I saw this picture come up about a month, 6 weeks ago, and then I knew it was coming to cost, and then I saw South were coming, you know, I just got so excited. That's just such a great thing to see, you know, the Queensland, New South Wales rivalry. But I'll let you go. Watch the Super Rugby. Have a beer. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Benny.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Good man.